欢迎收听我们鸡同鸭讲播客，我是柯真，
我是郑行之 Gigi。
今天呢，我们有一个新的嘉宾 Hello 嘟。
Hello， 我的名字是嘟嘟，大家可以叫我嘟
啊。好好，
嘟嘟嘟嘟。 OK， very nice. So welcome to our podcast show. So we meet in our Mandarin Chinese language exchange group just few days ago, I remember, right?
I think 1 month ago.
1 month ago?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So how long have you been staying in Bristol?
About 1 year.
Oh, wow. So which university you are studying?
University of Bristol.
那你在 Bristol 学习什么呢？
I'm studying sociology, 社会学。
社会学， yeah.
Nice.
本科或者是修什么？
我本科学的 China Studies.
本科学 China Studies 是在哪个学校？
在西安交通利物浦大学。
Liverpool.
那所以呢，你在 Bristol 一年，然后你明天都回家了。
是的是的，这是我在布里斯托的最后一天。起码是今2024年的最后一天。
好好。
So yeah, it's
你做我们的嘉宾。
我也很开心来到这里。
So how is your studying experience in Bristol?Do you like living in Bristol and complete your study here?
最喜欢的是这里的人们很友善。
Yeah.
然后最讨厌的就是冬天的天气，非常经常下雨，非常湿冷。
Yes, yes, I have the same experience. So, yeah, so just a few weeks ago, I remember that there are some crazy stuff happening in Bristol, right? Around UK, I would say.
这个种族主义者的一个
种族
far-right protest and
far-right protest、yeah.
and counter protest.
Could you describe a little bit more? Because I didn't participate into this event.
Yeah, 这个实际上是有两场，第一次是在、一个周天，在城堡公园那里。
Okay.
那一次人比较多
啊。
我没有参加，因为我还在写论文。
Okay, wow, that's just few weeks ago. You're still writing. I said, okay, cool,
yeah,
okay, cool.
但就在我家的附近，所以我能够看到。
哇
哇，
嗯哼，我看到的是反对那些 racist 的人比他们多一些。我看新闻报道说有人说是四倍。
Oh wow, four times.
Yes. 然后那些反对种族主义的人站在草坪上，然后把那些种族主义者逼到了河边。最后是英国的警察用骑着马把他们分开。
Yeah.
后来听说他们往 Redcliffe 那边走。
Yes.
他们企图进入那个收纳移民的那个美居酒店。
对。
是反对示威的人把酒店围了起来，以阻止他们去攻击那个酒店。最后几分钟之后警察就来了。把一些带了武器的人抓了起来。
哇、wow. ，Yeah。
那你那个时候，是因为你的家在那里？
啊、no,
你觉得有点可怕吗？
不可怕吧，因为总体上来说，没有非常激烈的冲突。
Yeah, when I was looking into the news and saw them, yeah, it's actually that my parents also saw that news as well.So yeah, they just asked me what is happening, and then yeah, I just told them, yeah, it's all right. It's actually that it's look very terrible. It's 用中国的古话就是说好事不出门，坏事传千里嘛。So when we heard about on the news, it actually sounds very terrible, but in reality, it's actually not as you imagine, right?So yeah, I also feel like that. So when I was living in Bristol, there are so many welcoming groups. Like, I'm especially grateful for giving myself have this opportunity to work in my university at the moment, because I feel like I'm being protected. I feel like I'm. So this is also the one of the reason that I think, especially that when we heard a lot of news.Related to like this kind of far right wing group are trying to like having their stuff, I think it's also important for us to talk about our feeling as well, to talk about our attitudes about this thing is should not be tolerant, that we should raise our voice to talk about this.
觉得这 说起来简单，但实际上是很难的。
Yes, yes, I understand.、
Yeah. 我刚刚说，我周天看到了示威之后，我又在网上查，为什么？然后两方面的人的观点是什么？那个托米·罗宾森是很关键的人物，然后我看了他的推特上的发言，还有他被禁的那个纪录片《Silence》的，我花了两个时间去看他。我想一些不能够被理解的事情，一定有一些原因在的。
Yes，
我看完之后，我更不理解了。
我也不理解。
因为这整个纪录片，我觉得都是在撒谎，而且，他想要证明的事情跟他的论据之间是不能够产生有效连接的。所以，我听到网上的传言说，在下周三，他们那些那些 racist 他会在 Old Market protest。
Anti-racists, yeah, anti-racism demonstration.
Yeah, 一开始他们是说会有 racist 在那 demonstration，然后就有一些 anti-racist 他们 call for counter protest.
对，
所以我就去参加了。然后我把这个转发了，在 Instagram 上转发了。然后一个好朋友呢就说要不要一起去，然后我们俩就一块去了。去了之后很多很多人，我想应该有上千人。令我比较印象深刻的是有一个老奶奶，她举了牌子说 Granny Anti-Racist.
That's cool. That's cute. That's very cute.
是的是的是的。
那你觉得呢，在这里住在这里很安全吗？
对，因为我挺感动的，因为就是说她从力量上来说还有从年龄上来说都是比较弱势的人，但她也会站出来反对这些不能够被容忍的事情，还有一些 disabled people 他们甚至坐着轮椅出来反对这件事情。但是呢在那天在 Old Market Street 没有看到任何的 racist， 最后变成了庆祝。后来 BBC 报道了这件事情，然后他们把一些现场的照片发到了推特上，包括那个 Granny Anti-Racist。然后发现我想说的是就那些 far right
far right group，
yeah far right group是不能够被理解的。然后因为那个 Granny 写 Granny Anti-Racist and Welcome Refugee， 然后有一个网友跟他留言说 Granny want refugee rape their granddaughter and want their granddaughter be killed。
Oh, that's crazy.
真的吗？
Yeah, yes.
那有可能他会坐牢。
我在中国，在中国互联网上听到了一些声音，他们说是一些中国比较自由派的人，就比较他们文化上比较亲西方，比如说可能是基督徒。他们认为这一次英国政府起诉这些人，或者仅仅因为这些人在网上发表一些言论而坐牢可能16个月、12个月。他们认为英国作为言论自由的发源地不应该这样。
Interesting。
所以我对这个事情比较感兴趣，所以我就在网上搜了一下这些人究竟说了什么。然后我又注意到有一个英国的白人女性转发了一个那些抗议者去打砸收纳难民的酒店的新闻，她评论说需要大规模的驱逐，把这些收纳难民的酒店都砸掉，类似这样的话。然后她被英国的法院起诉了。
Yes, I can see that no matter whether you are in China or in UK, there are very specific borderlines that you are not supposed to cross.
法律就是我们法律。
对， the laws is the borderline. So,
但很难啊，就像我刚说的那天。
But we understand this is very difficult, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to use this approach to like talk about this difficult subject.As you say, there must be a lot of reason causing this troubles and issue, but
基本上就是知识的问题，是因为很多那些种族主义者都觉得那外国人来到这里，
是的，他们嘴上说，就是我猜测他们嘴上说的跟心里想的是很不一样的。他们嘴上说我们要保护自己的孩子不会被强奸，不会被杀掉，
对，
但实际上他们就是讨厌他们。
对，
他们无所谓他们是不是罪犯，他们就是讨厌一些移民。因为他们就是我关注了一些 far right 他们的账号，他们会转发一些穆斯林嫌疑犯的案例，说这些人多么残忍，我们要把他们赶出去。然后我就回复他说这就是 crime， 这个跟移民没有关系。 如果是一个白人凶手，那么你应该被驱逐到哪里去呢？
嗯，对，
这是一个非常简单的道理。但是呢，这里面人还有很多，他们的头衔是 doctor， 他们在学术上有取得了最高的学位，但他们，我觉得他们是不可能不理解这些事情的，这是他们心里想的，他嘴上说的不一样，他们不能说我就是讨厌你们，所以说他们说我们是要保护我们的孩子。
对对、
I guess, I keep continue to think that, this is some very difficult subject to discuss about, but we should continue to discuss about this difficult subject, just like we are writing essay.
那你的课题就是、社会学，对吗？
对对。
那写好了吗？
还没有啊。
还没有啊。
还没有。
No, so when is the due date, actually?
It's October.
So which means that you will be continue writing your essays.
Yes.
I remember that when I started to work in this, my university in here, now because the student, if they need to conduct the research, they need to complete an ethical checklist. I remember when I am doing my thesis and doing my, writing my report, when I'm doing, during my undergrad in China,I also doesn't need to complete this kind of ethical checklist as well, right?
在英国是很正常的，那所有
的
学生，所有的研究生，对。
So I assume this would one be one of the most different between studying in UK and in China, I guess.
西交利物浦的那个学术能力上要求跟英国是很相近的。
I see. Yes.
所以本科的时候就已经。习惯了这个，但是英国还是有点太严格了。比如我的研究要做一些采访，然后他问我你将会怎么做采访，我说用 WeChat， 然后他们说你的这个和政治相关， WeChat is censored by Chinese government， you can't use WeChat。
真的你不可以。
然后接下来我又说、
This is also the first time I know about that
sometime. 然后接下来我又说那我会用 Skype， 他说 Skype is banned in China。 所以你的受访者如果用 Skype， 他们需要使用 VPN， 这在中国是违法的，你不能让你的受访者有危险。
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
yes, exactly.
我给他们解释了一下，
是这是他们的偏见吗？或者是他们不知道怎么做采访，怎么？
我觉得他们是对中国的偏见吧。他们就是中国可能比较严格，但没有这么严格。
Yes, exactly. That's also yes, because it's actually that based on my understanding, it's actually not that crazy about.Things, yeah.
但是在英国也一样，如果你说的是、是我们刚才说的这个、
exactly.
种族主义者的那些、我要杀你，用社交媒体 你写的是这是这个、你也坐牢、
exactly.
是这样的
exactly.
是违法的、
exactly.
对吗？
It's just like、where's the borderline、so no matter if you're in UK or in China、you still just need toto follow the principle, follow the laws. Anyway, so yeah, this is a very huge subject to talk about. So when you're writing your essay, how many assistive tools you have been using?
DeepL, ChatGPT.
Oh, you use ChatGPT?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
我也每天用ChatGPT， 让我们知道。
Okay.
对学习中文来说很方便。
是的，对学习语言它很方便。
对。
我也和它练英语口语。
So.I assume when you are writing an essay,、when you're writing the original version, when you're drafting it, are you using Chinese to write the draft or you are using English to write the draft?
我会都使用吧。长难句的时候我会用中文。
Yes. So I assume that most of the time the most important part about is actually about translation, right?
是的。
Because we already have a Chinese mindset in our heads,And then、when we are thinking, when we're writing, it's actually using our Chinese mindset. So it's much more easier for us to like write it in Chinese and then translate it. But I have some students, when they're writing the essays or writing reports, they're using some translation tools developed in China. So the accuracy of those apps is actually quite inaccurate.
Really?
So yeah, they're actually a lot. So
有两个问题，对吗？ Uh-huh.
Yes.
翻译的问题，也有写论文的问题。那如果你用人工智能写论文的话，如果是论文的内容的话，是一个问题，对吗？是的。如果是翻译的问题，那写好的英文或者是好的中文，对我来说是写好的中文，我用人工智能帮助我，那这个没问题，这个是对的，是一个好的。
工具，对吗？我查了布里斯托大学对于使用人工智能的要求，它可以用于修改语法之类的东西，但你不能用它生成你的论文。就是可以用它翻译啊，生成语法啊，检查语法这些是可以的，但是呢，如果是生成论文，就会被判定为作弊。
有的时候翻译也有问题。是的，所以像你学生说的那样，那应该是他们偷懒了，没有翻译完再检查一遍。
So because when I was talking about that, I was also remembering about my experience of when I was the postgrad student, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Because at that time, I doesn't have ChatGPT when I'm doing my postgrad. So yeah, I'm just mainly relying on translation tool and some like grammar checking app to like heavily rely on them.
我写硕士论文的时候，我就是没有任何ChatGPT那些东西，没有互联网，只有字典可以查。
Yeah, exactly. But however, when I'm watching those platforms, they're talking about academic study and also the ChatGPT thing, is that most of the time I heard they're like using some very negative opinion to talk about. Yeah, it's not a good thing to use ChatGPT to write essays or something like that. 有一篇文章，有一个很出名的一个学术观点，他就是说，如果 AGI 真的达到那种情况了，我们整个教育系统就会变得没有那么必要了，因为大家都可以通过人工智能 AGI 来去达到那种智力水平，那我们为什么还要花这么多 value 来完成这个 PhD study 呢？如果我们能够完全依赖 AGI 来达到那种水平，这是一个好的问题，对吧？我觉得就现在阶段而言是还不行的，就是如果你给
ChatGPT 发指令说你帮我写一篇论文，然后发写下来，他通篇都是在说废话，是没有价值的东西。但是，你就说应不应该使用？我觉得他在帮助你写论文方面确实很有用的。 比如你在一个你不熟悉的领域，你说对于这个话题，写这个话题你有什么建议？然后呢，有没有这方面非常重要的文献你可以推荐给我？他在这方面做的相当好。对，就是这个人的
critical thinking， 对吗？就是你可以使用你自己的想法，可以做研究，然后用人工智能帮助你写。我觉得它是一个非常强大的搜索引擎。 那你觉得那些学生用人工智能帮助他们写论文，有很多学生用人工智能，或者是大概就是帮助他们修改他们的翻译，或者是他们的语法，你觉得是这样的？我觉得是可以的呀，没有问题的，但是用它来写东西。
首先，作为老师，你应该也能很明显看出来哪些是AI生成的，哪些是学生自己写的，就很简单。很容易啊。是的。
When I was using some specific tool to like check my grammar and stuff, sometimes I keep using the if I want to do something, and then the grammar checking app will continue to like asking me to use suppose something. I feel like, yeah, it doesn't feel like what I want to talk about. And then, but he keep pushing me to spell the word like this. So that's why I feel like thinking, if there's a lot of students are using this grammar checking app to write this thesis and essays. It will actually motivate the student to like using some very boring pattern to some very formal way to say everything, and they sound like they're the same. So I was just wondering, from a perspective, from the English perspective, would you consider this kind of like, although it helps us to check the language, check a lot of grammar mistake, would you consider this kind of tools is also damaging the diversity of the language itself?
那我不知道，如果帮助你的话，那
Yeah, it's helping us.
对，我也那么觉得，用人工智能修改我写的中文，那很棒。
这个东西取决于自己的水平吧。
对，
yeah.
那如果你提高之后，那可以就可以试一些。
就是如果你的水平在他的写作能力之上，那你用它会降低，但你它在用它之下，觉得是可以。
This is actually quite a fair point. Yeah.、
嗯
So when you're writing your essays, do you read a lot of books and journals? And where is your, when you're reading, preparing your essays?
是的，我在这个方面有非常严重的问题，就是我要读很多东西之后，我才觉得我才能够写这个东西，会消耗我很多的时间。
So,
并且呢，我是不是母语者，所以我读英语的速度很慢。
But you still need to conduct the reference and reading a lot of articles and journals, right?
Yeah, yes.
So how many time did you actually spend on writing the essays and actually reading?
读的时间比写的时间应该要多十倍吧。
十倍啊。
Wow, 10 times. That's crazy.
是的。
Yeah, so...
那你读的书，你读的文章就是中文或者是英文。或者是中文和英文，
绝大多数文献都是英文的吧。我觉得就我读的学科里面，中文文献有价值的相对少一点。
So, do you have some skill set that would be helpful for you to actually like fast pacing to like actually prepare the complete readings?
事实上是这样子的，就比如下一周是 deadline， 我前面五天可能会很仔细的读。然后当还剩两天的时候、
okay.
我就只读 abstract 当只剩一天的时候我就不读了开始写吧
OK so this is the approach So yeah I remember that when we are learning IELTS that the English of 雅思考试、Yeah they actually taught us some skills about how to complete the reading because the article is so longAnd then if we need to read it, we just read the first section, the first paragraph.
是的。
And then, yeah, that's all. And then we don't need to actually read the entire articles or something like that.
那个 abstract 很
重要。
很重要,最重要的部分。
并且呢,并不是每篇论文它的全文都和你的问题相关,它可能只有某个段落相关,甚至是某一个句子相关。
It's, but at the same time, when I started to do the IELTS test, I started to feel like I lost the enjoyment of reading as well. You know what? Yeah, because when I was a child and reading those nonfiction and something like that, I like to read the entire article. And then in somehow, if I'm using this very practical way, 用非常实际的方式、用一种非常很功利的方式 to actually complete the reading.I feel like I'm actually not enjoying reading anymore, you know?
是的。
This is, I think this is one of the negative impact of this kind of reading.
是的。当为了写论文而读文章或者读书的时候跟你为了自己兴趣读文章读书是完全两种感受。
Yeah. So yeah, so one of the other techniques that we have been learning when we are writing essays is about paraphrasing, right?
Yes.
So...When I was doing my precessional language course, one of the most important methods they teach us is about paraphrasing. Yeah, do...
就是抄袭的问题,对吗?
Yes,
是因为是个专注的,或者是你说的就是那个 paraphrasing, 有可能是抄袭,或者是有可能不是。
Yes, so this is also one of the important part that I would consider is a little bit, I don't know, ethically speaking, what is the definition of plagiarism and paraphrasing? Because when I was doing my precessional language course, the lecturer actually teach us how to do the paraphrasing. So, but I also consider paraphrasing in some degree is also another way to do the plagiarism.
Mm.
Just like, what do you think about?
我上大三的时候得到过一次 plagiarism penalty。
Okay.
那个不是我的专业课，是一门 EAP English for Academic Purpose、
oh.
这门课上的论文被判了这个、okay. 我很不服气，我看了那个查重报告，我哪一段被判了抄袭、
嗯、
我引用了一篇文章，那篇文章有很多个小标题，我把它小标题全部引用了，这样子我、就我那句话把它小标题引用了，所以我的文章和那篇文章 A 是没有、相似度的。但是呢，有一篇已经发表的文章 B， 它采取了和我一样的方式引用文章 A， 他也把所有小标题引用下来，说这篇文章从哪些角度写了这个问题，所以我的那句话和文章 B 一模一样，
哦、
oh. ，所以老师就认为我的那个是抄袭。
I see。
对对对。
嗯哼，我写了邮件申诉，他说你不用申诉，你的这个就是一个非常典型的抄袭案例。
So would you consider that because based on my recollection is that if you are beingconsider as a plagiarism, you are actually violating the UK laws, right? Is that accurate?
啊、不是，也在大学第一次大概就是跟你说话，然后跟你说这个不对、
嗯、
这个 有一些问题，如果很严重的话那确实是别的问题，但是你的不那么严重，对吗？
我想大学里它是对 plagiarism 是分等级的，它是 ABCD 有不同的种类，
对对对对，
它所对应的处罚措施是不一样的。
嗯，
像我那个最轻的，他是给你的文章扣分
啊。
Okay, so what would be the serious one? If what is the serious cases?
我之前呢、啊，我之前是因为我的工作，我有一些学生，他们抄袭所有的他的论文，所有的东西。
嗯。
那一次、两次、三次，然后从大学到 thrown out， 就是呀。
Yeah, we receive a lot of junk mail from our email box, inbox that they're filled it with a lot of like, 论文代写。
我不是，我很喜欢看那些邮件。
很想看那些邮件，为什么呢？
你发给我吗
？Really?
No, 我。
哦，他们的话术都非常具有吸引力。他就说，你快毕业了吧？为了论文而着急吗？是不是耽误了你去欧洲旅游的计划？交给我们，我们帮你。
It's just like completely losing the reason that why you're coming here to study.
是的，是的。但是呢，很多中国的留学生，他们把来英国念书的一年经历，当成了是欧洲一年游，然后这个纪念品呢是英国的学位证。
Yeah, I guess one of the most important issue here is actually, it's not about our language, it's actually about time management.
是。
And also it's about fitting into a new environment. When we were completing our study in China, most of the time we were just like, they're having some lecture behind your back. It's, come on, do this, do that, and do this. And then after...we come here, it's just everything is just very bit depends on yourself.、
Mm.
So it become like, I don't know, I feel like you need to change a method to like, you need to be more self-disciplined.、
Mm. 你有是有，但是压力很大。
对对、
yeah.
一方面自我管理、就时间管理是一个方面，还有一个方面呢，就是学生的动机是什么。就我的观察，因为现在中国的就业压力很大、学生就毕业生他们总是逃避就业，因此呢他们想要念书，他们想要念书不是因为他们喜欢念书，而是因为他们不想工作，所以他们自我驱动力是比较弱的。
So since you will be graduating soon and then you will be leaving Bristol tomorrow.
I have no idea for career.
So you say that you will be graduating in finishing your program in October and then graduate in next year, right? So this is aYou will get your certificate and degree in next year, right?
Yes.
So, what would be your plan at the moment?
那、我会先尝试一下找工作。
嗯，
因为我父母说你必须要独立，你毕业之后我们不会再给你一分钱了，所以我必须得找工作。
Yes，
对。
然后呢，我是计划想要读博士，但是在今年我错过了申请日期，因为我还在写论文，我没有时间去写 research proposal。所以我打算在申请2025年入学的或者2026年入学的博士。
慢慢来呀。Yeah.有一个好的博士论文的想法，这就是最重要的。
Now you are completing your essays at the moment, right? So do you have, Jeanette, do you have any suggestion for like the student if they are, if they want to like pursue for a much more, to continue to study PhD?Or any something. What they should, what they should do, when they are, finishing their postgrad, when they, what they should do.
啊，好的。那你写硕士论文的时候，如果你有一些很有意思的问题，或者是有一些你想做的研究，那再想一想，那你现在呢，觉得你的课题有意思吗？或者是有可能有别的课题？你觉得更有意思、那你现在你读的那么多书你的知识提高了很多，那你现在可以使用你知识找到新的有意思的问题。但是博士论文最重要的一点就是你对这个课题感兴趣，这就是最重要的，是因为你花那么多时间，就是三年、四年、五年，大概是很长时间写论文、做研究。所以呢，如果你现在对这个话题没感兴趣的话，是没有办法。
Yes. Since I guess that do have so many hairs, it's very long as well. I guess that, yeah, you...
我已经掉了很多头发了，肯定掉了很多很多了。
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, you still have a lot for your PhD program. So, so you don't need to worry about it, I guess. Cool. So yeah.
是这个在中国是一个很重要的问题，对吗？
No, it's just like a joke. Yeah, he's still he's still cute without hair, so it's all right. So, just joking. yeah, I am without hair at the moment, so yeah, I'm all right. So, 对，所以对，该聊的都聊完。So thank you for coming to our podcast show.
好，谢谢你们。
谢谢你。
谢谢。
那好，拜拜。
拜拜。
谢谢收听我们的播客。
Thank you for listening.
你们也可以访问我们的网站 chicken2ducktalk.com 来订阅我们的节目并参与讨论。如果你们有一些关于留学的问题或新的想分享，也可以通过网站来和我们交流。
You can visit our official website at chicken2ducktalk.com to leave any question or feedback. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Do subscribe to our channel if you like what we are doing. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.